What's up, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Life at a Dust Live. We getting ready to come back to you after, you know, our little our song for the day as our theme song. We've been kind of playing around with this new format for a little bit. You know, giving y'all a song before the show starts, but just kind of let you guys know what's getting ready to come up for today. It's going to be jam-packed. We got Crickets of the Week by yours truly, Ceddie J, Nate Seductions, Seduction 101, and T. Molina's Oh So Petty. So, yes, you got all that coming up. Also, plus the list, you know, we call it the six, where we have a list of six things based off a certain topic we named for today. So, you listen to Life of the Dust Live. We'll be back after this.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you would like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. To her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
CJ.
I'm Starla.
Hey, I'm Heaven.
I'm Erica. And we are
Mademoiselle.
You're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Shout out to Mademoiselle for that nice drop. You listen to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. Nate Seduction and Team Alina will be checking in a moment. But there's another Hot After Dusk Monday here on Season 9. So, again, excuse me, let you guys know what's coming up. Crickets of the Week, we'll be doing that today. For those of y'all new to the show, what Crickets of the Week It's a segment I've been doing for quite a while where I name some of the dumbest people or the worst people of the previous week. So you never know. It might be a person you know. It might be just some random person I happen to see out in the street doing something dumb. Or some of the stories I know reading just about some random person. So you never know what we'll have for Crickets of the Week. And then, of course, the six. That's where we have a list of six things based on a certain topic. And we make a list based off of that, piece by piece. So, of course, the always before we start, you know, every Monday show, we always let you in our business. So, let me catch you guys up what's been going on with myself. Well, one, been super busy, man, super busy. I was actually, you know, we didn't do the show last Wednesday. So I know a lot of y'all were like, oh, man, where are they at? Where are they at? But, you know, I was busy. I had to get some things done. And I definitely need to take that time off to, you know, just kind of not be overwhelmed and whatnot. But last Monday, if y'all missed, you know, y'all missed the show for last Monday, it was awesome. Great interview. You know, that's yet another reason why I like doing the interview shows when the interviews are that great and when the guests are willing to be that great. But man, y'all know, man, shoot, y'all been here for a little bit. Y'all remember like some months ago, man. Before we just started back doing these interviews, the last interview we did was annoying as hell. And y'all know me, man. I don't like wasting interview time. And I'd rather not have an interview than have a weak-ass interview. So shout out to the past two interviews have been so dope. Ray Vaughn, he was dope. And then Mademoiselle, that's a pop R&B group, they were dope as well. So that's what we like, man. We like doing the interview shows. We love doing them. We want more guests that are going to be, you know, we're going to let their hair down and not be so, you know, tightly wound. So that's just how we do it, man. So that was pretty much the gist of that. I actually did a wedding yesterday, another wedding. And the weddings, man, it's always interesting doing weddings because, you know, this actually, as far as photography wise, my second one I've done, I've DJed a couple, but it's always cool. Like, now, for those of y'all, like, if you've been to a wedding, you kind of know from as going to a wedding, you know, paying attention to stuff, but when you're working, you pay attention to stuff even a little on another spectrum. Some of the best things you know is when you go to a wedding. And here's a list. And there's not even the sixth list. This is just random things I'll be noticing. So, for instance, one of the great things about weddings is the food, man. You're always looking forward to what they're going to have for the food because they usually do provide food for the DJ, for the photographer and whatnot. People who's working the wedding, they usually provide food for them as well. And, oh, my goodness, man, yesterday's food, oh, man, they was throwing down. They had nice little wait staff that put some nice stuff together. And they had a fajita bar. It was really dope. Yeah, chicken and beef fajitas. They had the whole deck. Pico de gallo, sour cream, guacamole, shredded cheese, more melted cheese. They had the black tortilla chips, rice and beans, all that. And then they had some salad, which I definitely partake of some salad. And they had a fruit punch fountain, which is pretty dope. It was like these little spigots coming out of this little fountain, and it was all like sparkling fruit punch. So that was dope. And then they had lemonade, iced tea, and water. And then they had a margarita stand, frozen margarita stand outside, which I definitely got me a frozen margarita for sure. Yeah, and then the cake was dope. They had the groom's cake. He actually had it to where it was like a like it was a Jordan on top of a Jordan shoebox. It was dope. It was, man, it was dope. And then the main cake, they had the topper, the cake topper had to where it was like big, it was like replica rings on top of it. So that was really dope. The cake was really good. Nice marble cake. Yeah, like the food aspect was really dope. The venue was great too. Now, to break down how the weather was here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area yesterday, which in particular the city that we shot in yesterday was Mesquite, which is just off the edge of Dallas. It was about yesterday's temperature was like in the 60s, but it wasn't heavy wind blowing, so that was the awesome part. I see Nay's in for open up Nay line. But yeah, it was dope, man. The wedding was dope. The food, like I said, it was pretty cool because it was this nice. The venue was just so perfectly designed, and they even had a man-made pond out there. The decor, the main colors were royal blue and yellow, so it was really nice. The whole entire look was dope. And then it has, and so they had the waiting outside, this nice outside area, and then they had the reception in the inside. And so it was really nice. And yeah, that the bride and groom were pretty dope. The mother of the bride actually got a chance. I met the other parents too, but the mother of the bride, she was actually one that had me link for doing the wedding, so it was fun. And then it's obviously like a. I was got to cut up on dance floor real quick at the wedding too, so I did that as well. It was awesome. So thank you. It's great. So that was that. Did a dope photo shoot. I can check it out. I posted a photo from the other day. I really dug into playing with green screen even more. So you definitely want to check it out. Laser Focus Photos is my photography Instagram. But that's enough about this. Pretty much what happened with my week. I see Nay is in the building. What is up, Nay? How you doing, gorgeous?
Hey. What's up? I'm good. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm in pretty good spirits today. I can't complain.
That's good.
So we want to go ahead and dig in your business. What's been going on with you? Especially, we haven't been here since last week. So, you know, early last week. What's been going on with you since then?
Stay tuned for Seduction 101. I'll go over there in Seduction 101. That's going to be Seduction 101.
Wow.
So, I'll go over there at the end.
Well, as far not the Seduction 101, like say you said you're gonna do for Seduction 101, but as far as what you weren't going to share in that, anything you can share with them?
What's been going on as far as my modeling?
Oh, okay. So for that, all right. Outside of modeling, what did you know doing over the past week? I know you've been busy.
Work in school. Took a quiz today.
Yeah, man. I know I've become a broken record and on the show, but man, I'm not gonna tell you, man. They don't realize that we all do so much outside the show.
Definitely,
but we still
do. My life has been crazy, crazy good. I'm gonna say that, crazy good. So, don't put yourself.
Well, I'm glad, man. I'm glad to see you doing live and being alive and well and just making stuff happen. Yeah, and yeah, you definitely like yeah. Because I think some people don't realize again another aspect because they some people think of Nay Seduction, but they don't realize Roger V goes to school and
yes.
all that and works.
Nay Seduction is a brand. That's my brand.
So, yeah. I just had to discuss with someone this, but I become a broken record explaining this to people. There's a difference between Ceddie J and there's a difference between Cedric Collier. It's two different. That's two different people.
Yeah,
there's one the same.
Like the way is a person.
Now, not saying that I like, because sometimes people, when you say that, people make it seem like you mean that means we're saying that we just magically put on a front and act like something we're not. It's not that. It's just more so, you know, when you're at the brand, you got to be at a certain level all the time. So you're not being fake about yourself. It's just you have to show one side of yourself more when it comes to the brand side versus when I'm just chilling and relaxing and I'm just being Cedric Collier. You know, I'm not going to necessarily always be turned up. I'm kind of goofy and nerdy, so you can't think I'm turned up king all day. So, yeah.
I'm going to just say, I hope y'all watched Love & Hip Hop tonight. I'm going to say that.
Okay, well. So, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break, and then we come from the song break. We are going to go into Seduction 101. So yes, we're going to Seduction 101, and then we're going to My Crickets of the Week. If T sneaks in here, we got also Petty coming up too. So let's go ahead. We're going to throw it to, who should I throw it to? I'm going to my little magic list over here. Going through, I'm gonna go to something about Mademoiselle. They were kind of dope last. They were dope. Oh my goodness, dope interview. All right, this is Waiting on You by Mademoiselle. We'll be back. Look at this.
I'm waiting on you, boy.
I'm waiting on you.
Mademoiselle right here on Life of the Dust Live. Yeah. All right. So, Nate, matter of fact, it's that time for, because I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. It's that time for you to give us your Seduction 101.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been crazy how, how much support I've been getting over the last couple of weeks. I was in Atlanta last weekend. I did 2 photo shoots. Remember, one of my resolutions was to shoot with C. Clark.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, I did shoot with C. Clark in Atlanta. So, stay tuned for that. That was pretty dope. We plan on doing business in the future as well. And then I shot with Divine as well. I did a motorcycle shoot. And I did
Motorsport.
A costume shoot with C. Clark. You saw what?
I was in motorsport.
Right. And then, did you watch Love and Hip Hop tonight?
I did not watch Love and Hip Hop tonight. I've been pretty much being a nerd today.
Okay, well, it was a rapper named Blue Da Vinci who was on Love and Hip Hop tonight. And he has his own record label called BMF, and I was in one of his artist's music videos, which I already seen, but the artist have not released it yet. I seen how the video look. I'm tell y'all, I look good in that music video. So that's something major for me because Blue Da Vinci was just on Love & Hip Hop tonight, and I was in one of his artist's music videos. So I'm pretty excited about that. My promo video will be dropping soon. I just got pictures back yesterday from my photo shoot I did, in the middle of March. I got those pictures back that I did 2 weeks ago. So, I dropped one of them on Facebook, but I haven't dropped the rest of them yet. I'll send them to you, Betty, so you can see them, but just, don't post them yet.
I know you've been doing, you've been back and forth from Atlanta. You went to Miami, too. So, I'm trying to make sure. Have you been to, Atlanta, twice, in the past month?
Yeah.
Oh, well, one of those times was Miami. Oh, it might be that.
It was Miami, 3 weeks ago, and then Atlanta last weekend.
Okay. That's why I was throwing myself off. Okay.
I have to go back to Atlanta. Really, people want me to come back next week, next month. But I'll probably go back in June. Because there's a lot of opportunities people want me to do. The director of Love & Hip Hop just hit me up today, wanting me to come to a club hosting for Love & Hip Hop. But I'm out there, you know. He always catch me when I'm not in Atlanta, so I told him I'll be back in, June or whatever. We can meet up then. It's been crazy. Major people been hitting me up lately. It's this dude that works with, what's that boxer name? I forgot that motherfucking name. That is his name, but he got into it with T.I.
Not Floyd Mayweather, Adrian Broner?
Not Floyd Mayweather. His people been hitting me up, so it's really been crazy. It's a lot of stuff that I'm getting ready to do. I just got to stay tuned. I can't tell everything, but that's a little something, y'all. As far as the music video is not out yet, I've seen it, but it'll be dropping soon. Steady, I'll send you the link so you can see, but you can't repost that link.
Oh, you already know. You already know. You know how
I do. Not released that video yet, you know.
I just come on here talking trash, and you know how I do.
You can't drop, you can't post it. That's the only thing. But
you know how I am. And to you too, I see you post something. So I'm not gonna do it. I just come on here and tease people all day and go, ha ha.
So y'all just stay tuned. Like it's real crazy right now.
Most definitely, that was a nice seduction 101. That was very seduction one because it was more about Nate seduction. Bam. But
make sure y'all stay tuned on my Instagram.
Let me let people behind the red curtain some. So you know, one thing I was thinking about was I was going to be out there, try to be out there in Atlanta. Like Atlanta's gonna definitely be one of my trips this summer. I'm going there either June or July.
I'll be going June for sure. I know I'll be going in June for sure. Probably like the middle of June.
Okay, definitely let me know so I can try to coordinate around. I know we were talking about trying to do. I'm gonna try to go during the week. Go through the weekend, go around, go a Thursday, leave on a Tuesday.
Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Thursday to Monday.
I know we had been talking about, linking up. I was, you know, me, you, and T linking up. So I definitely, you know, I was like, yeah, man, shoot. I definitely can try to make that happen and see if I get out there. But I plan on going this summer period. I didn't know what date, but you know, based on what you tell me, I'll go ahead and plan around doing that date then. Which, by the way, that would be the first time I actually met Nate Seduction, y'all.
Right.
Which I'm on tower. I'm gonna tower over her.
It definitely is, because I'm only 4'9". Like, when C. Clark seen, like, not C. Clark, that's the brand, but the person who shoot for C. Clark is his brother, Mr. HQ Film. So when he first seen me in Atlanta, he was like, I thought you was tall. You was tall on Instagram. I'm like, no, I am 4'9".
I work with so many. I work with...
He's like, I thought you was
going to
leave me 5'7". I'm like, nah.
But you know what? I work with so many short people that, you know, I'm used to it, one. And two, because I'm tall, everybody's short to me anyway. So it don't even really matter. You know, to me, everybody's short. So, yeah, so that'd be dope, man. I can't wait. Wait to do that. Y'all stay tuned for that. We will keep y'all afloat on when that's happening. It's happening this summer, man. I'm speaking into existence. It's happening this summer.
It's going to happen. Great things are going to happen this year, definitely.
We are finally linking up, and you know, we got to get on T behind to get there too. We're going to get on her. So, yeah, definitely. I'm saying it right now. Make it a mandate. I will be linking with Nate when she's down there this summer. So it's happening. So yeah. Guess that leads me into going to this. You hear that sound? You know what that means? It's Crickets of the Week. Crickets of the Week. Again, I talk about the worst people or the dumbest people. So, I'm going to go ahead and talk about some of the dumbest people. And I mean the dumbest. So, one thing I noticed, man, on social media so much is just the lack of intelligence that some people have and get on here. And to me, I just don't get it. Like, maybe I'm bougie or whatever, but some things are just common sense. And I don't get why some of y'all go through, you know, most of our listeners, we got some common sense. We got common sense listeners. But for the ones, for the very small number that aren't, I don't get this. Why do y'all incriminate yourself on social media? You incriminate the hell out of yourself. I mean, can y'all be more discreet? I always want to talk about, y'all mentioned all y'all criminal activity on social media and want to get mad and say, man, they snitching out here. They not snitching. You snitching on yourself. You talk, y'all out here asking for guns, weed, pills, all kind of shit. And y'all want to say somebody snitch on you. Nah, y'all snitch on your damn self. Quit snitching. Or quit self-snitching. Self-reporting, as I like to call it. Goodness. I mean, seriously, like, I really just don't, for the life of me, I do not get why people do that. Stop telling yourself on social media. Like, that's where Dave Chappelle called it on the Chappelle Show. He used to call that when keeping it real goes wrong. Like, goodness, man. Y'all got to be more, y'all, I mean, can y'all hit y'all weed men up on a low? Like, seriously, man, who got that gun? Like people just that stupid or just, you know, like no one else studies slang terms. Oh, man, who got that gas? Okay, man, congratulations. You just reported on yourself. And then you're probably going to report in the weed, man, because they're going to plan, somebody going to plan the right time to go get they behind. And shoot, y'all be out here doing Lord knows what, telling too much of your business. And I surely don't get this. Why y'all be in the people's inbox throwing your life away? Give me a break. So that's one of the dumbest side. I got a worst person. So over the weekend, I ended up getting some news that a classmate of mine was killed. Yes, you heard the term. You heard me correctly, Nate. They were killed. Let me tell you what the hell happened. We don't know the full details, but some people putting two and two together. Over the weekend, it ended up being a news story over on the local newspaper that one of my classmates got killed in their apartment. So that's already one thing. One of my classmates got killed from high school. That was one thing. But the next part pissed me off even more. Not only was she killed, but her daughter was killed. Young daughter was killed. I'm telling you, Nate, it's ridiculous. And I mean, seriously. And so, yes, it's been speculated that it was somebody she was dating that killed both of them. Now, I'm not by any means, let me get this clear, let me make this clear for people that's going take this a certain way and, you know, run with it and act the fool. I have no means by saying anyone should have died. But I just really want to ask myself, dude, you have a problem with her and your next and you decide to selfishly kill a person who has so much to live, who didn't even get to live their life. You killed them too? How could you be that goddamn mad? Seriously.
Domestic violence is like nothing to play with. Like, I'm gonna just say
it's fucking bullshit.
I don't kill my business or whatever like that.
But back in September of 2017, I went through domestic violence. And I don't say nothing about it, though, but I did. Like, I come on the show, like, you know, still do what I got to do, still do what I got to do with modeling and everything. But back in September, recently, I went through domestic violence myself. And domestic violence is nothing to play with, like, because, yeah, they apologize, and then they turn around and do it again. So women got to understand, like, You
just
gotta go. You gotta let it go. Period. Like, or it can cost you your life.
This is nonsense. And I'm sorry you didn't go to that name. I mean, y'all, this is news to me too. I'm just learning this for the first time myself. Like, it's I'm thankful that you're living today. That you're able to actually walk around and be able to talk to us. Because we don't want it to end tragically, so you're dead, and then your kid, one of your children is now dead as well. I mean, how do you have to explain that to somebody?
Exactly.
Seriously, rather than take somebody else's life, if your life is that horrible, somebody got to die. And then I'm sorry. Who am I gonna say? Oh, well, you advocating suicide? But in this case, I'm sorry. If you rather than be selfish and take somebody else's life, why don't you take your own damn life instead of trying to kill somebody else? Because when you kill somebody else, guess what you do? You are pretty much making that choice for them that their life is not valuable.
And the internet is really pissing me off for the simple fact Emily is going through domestic violence with Fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And the internet thinks it's funny, and they think it's Emily's fault. No woman should be blamed for domestic violence, period. And that really, like, triggers me because I went through domestic violence. And for people to just be saying it's her fault that she went through that is fucking stupid as fuck. Like, that pissed me off.
Man, it's dumb as heck. I really don't get that. You hit the nail right on the doorknob. I completely agree. Like, here's my thing. I don't think violence should be.
It don't matter what a woman say. It don't matter what a woman do. You, a man, should just walk away. Don't put your hands on a female. Just walk the fuck away. It's not that hard. Like,
I'm in grade school. Like, I'm a grade school teacher. But why do everybody keep their damn hands to themselves? Men stop hitting women. Women stop hitting men. Are we agreeing to that? Can we just stop? Can we just stop doing it? Like, in these relationships, stop hitting each other. Only time y'all need to be causing pain to. There should be pain being caused to each other is when. Okay, y'all get the point.
Yeah, when that nigga hit me, I hit him right the fuck back. Bitch, we gonna be up in this bitch fighting. The fuck. Cause bitch, I'm not going here.
I'm just sick of it, man. I'm sick of every time I turn my head. Like, I'm sorry. There's no, like, I don't even get into. I'm not sitting on some high horse, but I don't even get into. I do my best to say I don't even get in fights with people. Period. And I'd be like, man, I just watch. Man, y'all understand, man. It's so many times where people deserve to get to catch these hands real quick, but I walked away. As a grown up, I can't count how many times I've done that. So, if I could do that, I don't see how in the world I can get supposedly in love with, I can sit there and beat to death. That's ridiculous. I don't get it. I speak for both sides. Like, men, keep your hands to yourself. Women, keep your hands to yourself. That's how we saw that. Because I understand people going to say, well, women beat men too, which, yes, that's true. I'm not negating that at all. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm an equal opportunist. I like to make sure we call a spade a spade. But at the end of the day,
look,
I don't care about whose side it is. Everybody keep your hands to yourself. Only times y'all should be touching each other, y'all should be slapping each other is when y'all have a rough sex. That's about as good as it gets.
This is the thing with men. They think because a woman tear down their ego that that means put their hands on a female. No. Domestic violence is not just physical. It's mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's all three. And men think they can just say whatever they want to, but then when a woman comes back 10 times harder, their ego is in the way, and that's what makes them put their hands on the female.
I think you brought up a perfect point. I think we're using the wrong term on here. I think more so the term we should be saying is domestic abuse, because abuse includes domestic violence as well as the verbal abuse, the financial abuse, you know. We go down a list of things, because sometimes, yeah, if you are participating in telling the woman she ain't ish and all that over and over and over again, then guess what? After a while, she'll stop believing it.
No, I'm gonna tell a bitch ass nigga he ain't shit either. But fuck, that's one thing about me. What you do to me, I'm gonna do to you. Period. What you do to me, I'm gonna do to you.
Right. I agree, man. Like, because it's one thing if you, like, you know how, because you know, like, how we all joke with each other. It's one of you joke with each other, but when you really are saying hateful comments and you really got that verbal behind them hateful comments so much, that stuff builds up, man. That's almost worse than, I'm trying to be careful how I break this down, because, you know, people take it a certain way. It's almost just as bad, you know, pretty much on the same scale of domestic violence to me. Because, man, after a while, because you're kind of beating yourself down so much. You know, after a while, you start, your whole entire psyche changes. Because really, domestic violence isn't necessarily about inflicting pain, per se. It's about a psychological thing. This is what. So really, is all of it is all tied into. It's all a psychological breakdown. It all messes with you.
You know what? Let me tell you how strong of a black woman I am. Yeah, I went through that domestic violence from, I would say, June until September. But it got worse in September. That's when the police had got involved. I don't call the police on nobody. Period. Because I'm from the hood. I don't do that police type shit. The nigga broke my phone. So I couldn't call the police even if I wanted to, because the nigga broke my cell phone. He broke my house phone. Yeah, so I couldn't call the police if I wanted to call the police on his bitch ass. But somebody in my complex called the police. And you know what? Sometimes I got my days where that shit try to get me down. But I'm putting all that energy into my modeling. Y'all see why I'm going so hard? Because I've been through things in my life that's going to add to my story. I don't regret anything that's ever happened in my life. Why? Because when I get successful and I get to where I want to be in life, best believe I'm going to be able to help people that's going through what I went through to help another young woman. To help these young girls and tell them that it's never okay for a man to put their hands on you. Don't ever let a man put their hands on you. Walk away. Leave the situation alone, no matter how much you love him. It can cost you your life. It can cause you to kill yourself, period. Like, it really can. That's what people don't understand. And even though I went through that this past year, I still passed my classes. In college, I'm still in college. I didn't let it stop me from pursuing my modeling or pursuing getting my college degree, because it just made me want to go harder. He made me want to go harder. I'm a crazy ass bitch. I'm a delusional ass bitch. I'm this, I'm that. Oh, baby. But you still, you going to be watching me, though. And you going to be watching me on TV, too, pretty soon. So, yes, I'm glad that you put me through that situation. Because it's going to pay off.
You know, I know this kind of like this branches into us another separate conversation. You know, it's not this isn't about domestic abuse or violence. This kind of ties to something you just talked about, it kind of sparked another topic in my brain, and that was, you know, like people don't get. Like, y'all see, you know, because people want this quick success so bad. But you see that me and they, we've been doing all our crafts for a while.
It takes time,
man.
23 years old, and I started getting more into the type of modeling I'm doing now when I was 18 years old. But it don't matter how long, you can be grinding for 2 years, and it don't happen. You can be grinding for 5, 6 years, then on the fifth year, it happens for you. So it's all about progress. It's all about patience, and it's all about prayer. Like, period.
Right. It's also about this. Like, you want things to happen. Like, instead of happening so fast, you want it to mature. Sometimes you want to mature in a certain way because sometimes, you know, people want
God
stuff to happen so fast.
God wants you to go through some things before he gives you your blessing. Period.
He
will
make sure that
if
he gives you, because sometimes some of y'all get y'all blessing, some of y'all get a blessing so quick, and because y'all didn't condition yourself to be prepared for that blessing, you mess it up.
He want to test you to see if you can handle the blessing that he's going to give you. He got to test you to see how you go act when you get this blessing.
And now I want, you know, I'm becoming more and more respected as a photographer, which is great because, you know, again, it's crazy. I didn't, you know, photography wasn't when I was trying to was my thing to go into. You know, people remember where I broke this down millions of times. The thing I wrote down on a piece of paper as one of my goals back in high school was that I was going to start my own magazine someday. Now I have a couple magazines. I have one already out, and the other one's getting ready to drop. So it just goes to show that sometimes some of the other stuff you have stuff that you are passionate about getting to, and then, you know, because of just how hard, when you're just a hard worker, things happen to a certain way. And the radio show, you know, ended up being something that, it's just stuff that when I do something, I go hard, I put my hardest effort into what I do. And I study up, and I continue on. I listen to critiques, all of that. Because sometimes y'all got to understand, and let me make sure I make it very clear, constructive criticism. And sometimes some of the stuff ain't constructive. Sometimes you got to take the hating, too, because I think the hating is what kind of builds you. It's what kind of builds that tough skin on you, too, because that helps you. That helps you, again, when they said, you going through something. You don't go to that stuff, you're going to be, you know, because a lot of people, they keep succeeding, and no one's, like, they're not really getting direct hate. You know, when they finally get it, they don't know how to act because they haven't been through that.
They never been through nothing, so they don't know how to act. Like, you got to go through things before God can give you that blessing. And everything I'm going through is a blessing. It don't matter. It's still a blessing. It's still a blessing, and I don't stress over things. It's called prayer. Like, I pray every day. Yeah, I be cussing and stuff, whatever, but I still got a relationship with God at the end of the day, and that's all that matters, period, point blank. And God is truly blessing me. I don't got to say he blessing me. People see it for themselves as far as the work that I'm doing, just the grind, my ambition, my hustle, my drive. it speaks for itself. Steady, you remember
but
when
you
I
know,
first started?
Yeah, shoot, I was actually was just, you know,
I
had
Cardi
to actually
B.
show.
What? I feel like Cardi B. Well, nobody believing in me when I first started this modeling shit.
Can I speak on something? And I rarely say names, and I brought this up before, but didn't come out and say the name. But I won't go ahead and call somebody else. Do you mind if I do that name?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna blow people's minds, but oh effing well. Let me tell you about a certain brand. And, you know, if all the run tell that, y'all go run tell that y'all want to, we call it how we see it. You know, in the day, because if you can't get mad about something you chose to do. So if you did it, you did it. You just got to lay in the bed. And we are transparent on this show. But in a certain brand, G Girls, yes, y'all heard. This is not about a hate fest on G Girls. It's just proving a point here. They had this thing, they still do it time as well now, called Yay or Nay, where they post a model, they post some of her work and whatnot, and then, you know, they have people vote on Yay or Nay. And I remember, I was like, really? And so it was like crazy. I was like, wait. I remember I came across the post. I'm going to say, what's this yay or nay crap about? I'm like, what do y'all mean, yay or nay? Is this even a question about if this person is a good enough model? Like, is this a real question? I remember then. I'm not mountain act like, oh, I'm not saying, I ain't no way, because I know how some of y'all can spin, be full of spin. I am not saying I made Nay Seduction. But they will attest to this. I remember when I saw that stupid post and I hit her up and we were talking. It was just interesting. Like, I was like, how are they not seeing? Like, Matt, and then it's funny. Years later, they pretty much knocking down her door to feature her as a regular feature. Ain't that funny how that worked?
God works in mysterious ways.
So the thing is, it just goes. Some people don't see. Sometimes some people don't see the greatness of someone ahead of time. And if you go to a brand and they don't see your greatness right away, don't get upset about it. Don't let that rock, you know, in your world. They didn't do that. They sat there and she kept working hard.
Definitely been in my world. I kept grinding. And I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm close to it.
Right. And you out here showing people there's no, like, these tall people, they got no excuse.
Like, my little brother.
No excuse.
We be chilling. My little brother be like, I'm chilling with a celebrity. And I be like, bro, I ain't no celebrity yet. He was like, you are. They just don't know it yet. And that's definitely fact.
You gotta speak things to existence. Sometimes you gotta. If you say something enough, you'll start believing it. And that's how I keep speaking something to existence enough until it becomes true. But the thing is, you can't just sit around. People think that speaking something to existence means it doesn't require work. No, yeah, you still gotta put the work in. It just means you training your mind to tell yourself, hey, I'm going to do this. So, yeah, man, we got a little soapbox today, but I think somebody that listens to this episode right now, whether it's live or archived, we were talking to them. When they heard us say that, they felt that. So yeah, mm-hmm. So. I'm definitely glad to to be able to use it. That's what we use the platform for. We have fun. We also educate. We do all this. So we talk about a little bit of everything.
Just want to speak to these young girls. You can do whatever you want to do. And I'm in the process of starting my foundation, the Richardson Foundation. And look, these girls need mentors. Like, it's a lot going on in this world, and these girls got to grow up fast. They either lost their child, their baby daddy, like, you know, and I want to be able to build these women up. And so many women downing each other. I just want to bring up women. Like, it's powerful, and it can help somebody. And if I can help the next person, why not?
Right, and I'm in our discussion with this one. Y'all got to quit editing Gwent. I know people say this all the time, and it is becoming a beating drum. Nothing in this world is free. Not even free samples at Sam's. You still got to have a membership card to be able to get in there.
You got to grind. You got to grind. This girl in my inbox today asking for modeling advice. I gave her some, but I can't give you all my tools. Like, I can't tell you what you have to go look. She's like, what magazine? You have to go look, honey. You got to go look. I can't give you
and just because
everything.
Right, and just because y'all doing a free shoot, if you ain't got invested in photography, can y'all invest in makeup and wardrobe, please? Thank you. All right, I'm over it. I'm done for the day. Am I done? Am I finished? I don't know which one I am, but Nate, what you got coming up? What do you know about?
Just stay tuned. I will be dropping some stuff over the next few weeks, so just stay tuned, like, on what I'm going to post, and just keep following my page, and y'all see what's going on. All
right, so, you know, this is why it's important. Nate is talking about following pages. This is why it's important to keep up with what I got going on, because opportunities get swallowed up real quick. So there's something I'm getting ready to do here soon called the Braid-a-thon. It will be presented by PK's studio, Prior Killing. She was recruited on hair models, and it's pretty dope. And she already has the people she's going to do for it. But she's gonna do a braided style for each model. Each model will have a personalized bodysuit, and they'll be doing a photo shoot. So we'll be getting ready to do that. It'll be very dope. Hair meets glamour shoot. So yes, it'll be dope. It's just a shout out to that. Shout out to at Pride Killer _ on Instagram. It's spelled exactly how you think it is in English dictionary. So that's coming up. A lot of great stuff coming up with Human Cameras Magazine. Of course, I remind y'all that we are doing it monthly now. We're back to monthly. So starting next month, the issue for next month, that'll be monthly. So we'll be dropping the issue every month instead of bi-monthly, by popular demand. So that'll be happening. Got a cruise coming up. Nate will just talk about Atlanta. I've been thinking about going to Atlanta myself this summer, so y'all stay tuned for that. We will, because when we do that, man, we gonna have a meet and greet. Y'all better make sure y'all ass show the hell up. So, don't be bullshitting. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it for today. Nate, always dope doing hanging out with you on the show.
Most definitely.
So, yes, people. Y'all missed it part of the show. Y'all know how to commit to the show. Y'all can go to, if y'all simply go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, it'll have the 6 most recent episodes right there. And it even has different buttons you can go to other places that provide our show. There's a few of them. You can even Google us, Dust by Radio Network, and you can find all the places that, like iTunes, AHA, TuneIn, Stitcher, Player FM is now playing the show. A lot of places has a show on it. Just check it out. And, yeah, there you go. All right, Nate. You ready to roll on now, everybody? Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a
Nay
or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to another episode of Life That It Does Live with your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl,
Nay Seduction.
All right, we are out, y'all.